Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Rad Reality Show. That's right. You've found a place where you can talk reality TV. But let's kick it off with our theme song. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show, and if you want to be part of the talk, the best way to do it is to call in. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation. You know, interact with us and have fun.
I want you guys to know the number to call in. It's 347-237-5506. So we want to hear from you. The show is for you guys.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Cherry Garcia, and this is the Reality Roundtable Show. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2018, and I want to say thank you to everyone for joining us tonight because tonight's show is a very special show. Normally, we talk about reality TV shows, and we may get around to doing a little bit of that tonight, but the bigger purpose of tonight's show is to wish Jason Lee a very, very happy birthday. So please get your dialing fingers warmed up. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to open up the phone lines. And I hope to have a lot of people calling in to wish Jason a very happy birthday. All you have to do is dial in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please remember to press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air and you're not just listening to our show from our switchboard while you're cooking dinner or driving down the road or working out at the gym or whatever you might be doing. Some people do that. So the way to let us know that you're ready to join us on air is by pushing that number one key on your phone. And that way we know the difference between the two. So make sure you press the number one key and your call will get answered and we'll put you on air and you get to wish Jason a very happy birthday. I'm just so excited because Jason has been part of the Rad Reality Show Network for quite some time now. He helps me so, so much and I just can't thank him enough and I want him to know how much everyone adores him, and that's why I wanted to do this show tonight, to let him know that it's not just me. Everybody loves Jason. So we're going to let him know tonight by saying happy birthday. His birthday is actually tomorrow, but we're going to say happy birthday tonight to Jason. So I'm going to bring up my co-host who's helping me tonight, and get her on with me, and then we'll get this party started. So here we go. Kim?
Hi, Cherry.
How are you,
hon? How are you?
I'm
good.
So grateful
I'm glad
to
you
for helping me.
Oh, that's okay. I'm happy to be here to wish Jason a happy birthday. And
he deserves it. He really does. He has been a good friend to all of us for many, many years. And he puts a smile on all of our faces. And he just helps whenever he can. And he's just a great guy. He's a great friend to so many people. And I knew this would be a way that we could all say happy birthday to him. So I wanted to make this show available to everyone so they could say happy birthday to him.
Yeah, I've known Jason for a couple of years too, and actually from a site, Room for Reality, and he's helped there too a lot from the beginning and did all our promotions, and he made videos and all kinds of things for us. So he's really talented.
He's very talented. And he's always willing to help, you know.
He is
just so helpful to anybody.
And I see he's in the room, the chat room. So happy birthday, Jason.
Yes, happy birthday, Jason.
And I hope he has a good one. I want to know what he's going to be doing for his birthday. Hopefully he can tell us. And hopefully it's something good.
I know. We have somebody already on the switchboard that I'm going to bring up. So you have somebody to talk to, and then there's another call I need to screen to find out who that is. So I'm going to bring up James Swift right now. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad you could call in tonight.
Oh, nothing would have stopped me, dear. I've got to tell you, happy birthday, Jason. And not only in the years that I've known you guys from Utopia, that it's like you said, it's always, Jason's always there to help. He's always there with a kind word. If I post on the social media that I'm under the weather, then instantly I get a message from him. How can I help? How are you? Blah, 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 blah. And he's just an amazing guy. And Jason, seriously, happy, happy birthday.
That's Jason. He's always there for everyone. And I just can't say enough good things about him. And I want him to know how much he's appreciated. And so that's why I wanted to do tonight's show. You know, not, like I said, normally this would be about reality TV tonight. But I wanted to make it about Jason tonight. He deserves it. And
yes, he does.
So many people feel this way about him, and we don't often have the opportunity to say the things that, you know, we feel in our hearts, and you know, we want to say happy birthday. We want to say, you know, you're a great guy and we appreciate the things you do, but we don't often get those opportunities to just, you know, say those things. And so I just wanted to phone lines and let people kind of say, hey, Jason, you know, thank you for the things you do, and happy birthday, dude, you know. And so that's what this is about tonight, you know, just to let him know that people appreciate him being such an awesome guy.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And he never forgets anybody either. If on Twitter or if you're talking, he'll always post something nice, or on Facebook, he'll always, you know, answer you if you need help or message him. He really is a good dude.
And he always replies, always. There's never
always
a message sent that is not answered.
Yep.
It's true. And I don't know where he learned how to do all the things he's done with
right?
the promotions and all the videos. He really takes his time. I don't know how long it takes him to put together all the videos he does and, you know, the promotions, but he does such a great job with it. It just went blank for a second. I was like, hello?
That was a
really
tiny
does.
Birthday blunder.
I know. I was like, hello? But no, I don't know if he's gone to school for it or he, you know, has worked in it. But, you know, to put all that stuff together, I know I can't do it. I can make a 1 minute.
Oh, no, I could not.
I know.
I could not.
I don't know how he does it, but he's really good. And he's good with the people, you know, like from Big Brother and the reality shows. They like him and they talk to him and they you know, respond to him. So it's nice. He has a good rapport with everybody.
Well, he's such a nice guy. There's no question that he's authentic and 100% into everything that he does. And like you said, so talented.
He is. He really is. And you knew him from Utopia?
Yes, I was on the Fox reality show, Utopia, and they came after we were canceled, which, well, I know what it's like to be canceled in Hollywood. But that's when I was first introduced to Cherry and Jason, and it's just been an ongoing rapport. They're like huge parts of my social online family, and we keep up with each other, and if anything's going on, it's just a message away, and they've always been there for me.
Right. That's great. That's great. And are you? Do you do any other reality shows, or do you?
Well, I haven't. I've auditioned for a couple of things. I do write. My memoir won some awards, and it was written after I left the show. And then my new book, Transtrap, it's out now. And I'll be doing a free giveaway on it February 1st. But it's just I write under my drag name, Fifi Frost. But like she said before, this is about Jason's birthday. So happy birthday again, Jason.
I want to announce that we have some calls coming up. And the first one I'm going to bring up is actually Jason himself. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
Happy
Hi, Jason.
Birthday.
Thank you all for the birthday wishes.
You're welcome. I have somebody that I want to bring up that wants to say happy birthday to you next. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her up next, and then there's somebody else on hold that I'll bring up after she says happy birthday to you. So the next one coming up is Sam Murphy. Hi, Sam.
Hello, you guys. Happy birthday, Jason.
Hello.
Thank you. Yes, of course. I'm so thrilled to be able to call in and wish you a happy birthday. I've missed all of you guys, and so being able to say hello and celebrate you is amazing.
Thank you.
So grateful that you could call in.
Yes, of course, of course. Well, I hope
Sam,
that you are all.
Do you remember the videos Jason did for you when you were on Opposite Worlds?
Of course I did. I was so flattered and loved those. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Of course. And if there's ever anything I can do to support you guys and celebrate birthdays, I am always in and always there. Not always the best at checking my social media and responding immediately, but it's not because I don't want to. It's because I didn't see it yet.
Sam, you are awesome for calling in tonight and wishing Jason a happy birthday. I can't say thank you enough for doing that for him. He's just been so special to all of us, and I just want him to realize how many people appreciate him and all that he does for others. So thank you so much for calling in tonight, babe.
I wanted to say congratulations on the baby. I know we haven't thought much about it, but you know, I'm happy for her, and it's adorable.
Well, thank you very much. It has been an amazing journey, ups and downs, but he's so wonderful. So thank you so much.
How old is he now?
He's a cutie.
He is 2.5.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies.
Does time fly? I know. I think I'm like, oh, it's just yesterday until I think about he's about to be, you know, 3, right around the corner.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. His
name is Colton.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So he is
That's
a cutie,
awesome.
And he is so sweet.
Well, he's got a beautiful
He is telling us in the background that he made a beautiful color, and I was afraid he was coloring on the chair, but luckily it was paper, so we are good.
Oh, my goodness. Those terrible twos.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I don't have a frame of reference, but I feel I've been pretty lucky, but, you know, I don't know because I don't have anything to compare it to for another 2-year-old, but he's
well,
awesome.
That's
he's
good,
so sweet and so loving. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Aw.
Well, thanks so much, Sam, for calling and wishing Jason a happy birthday.
Of course. Thank you, guys, and I hope that you're all amazing, and let me know what everyone's up to and catch me up to speed, and so great to hear from all of you, and happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you
guys
soon.
Take care, Sam.
Enjoy your evening. Thank you. Bye.
You too.
Thank you,
Sam.
Wow, what a great, awesome surprise that was. I just adore her. She's so sweet.
She's nice.
And we have somebody
else
coming up. We have... Hi, Deb. How are you?
Fabulous.
You can
hello. Can you hear me?
Tell Jason, yeah.
Oh,
say
yes,
hi
I'm
to Jason
to
and say happy birthday to Jason.
Yeah, I'm calling to wish Jason a very, very happy birthday, and so
let him know
Debbie
who you are.
It's Debbie Goffrin from Sequester, season one. I don't know if you watch Sequester.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if you watch it, but.
I heard about it. I mean, I've seen some of it, but I didn't. I think it was on. I just started following it not too long ago.
Well, that's good. Keep on following it. Hopefully, we're going to get something on very soon. So, I just had a huge meetup in New Orleans with 40 something people from Sequester, and it was pretty amazing. So.
Wow.
Audrey was there, too.
Oh, that's the online, like the Big Brother online kind of?
Yeah, it's kind of like a cross between Survivor and Big Brother, but it's not. It's something very, very different. But so it's hard to explain, but it is online. And we should have a season coming out very soon. She's in the process. Audrey's in the process of editing her first live season, where she had a bunch of people go down to, I think it was filmed in Atlanta, and they had a live show. So, and it was done over, I think, like a long weekend. So she's editing that right now. So that should be interesting when that comes out.
How long does it take to tape?
Well, that was her first live one, so that was done over, I believe, a long weekend. And normally the online show lasts 1 week.
Wow.
So, and that's live. That's played live every night at 10 p.m.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so.
I've seen it a couple of times, and I wanted to get into it. It was hard because Big Brother was on at the same time. Or is it just got over? And
yeah, well, she tries to do it off seasons, like in between shows. So then that gives, you know, all the Big Brother and Survivor people something to do when there's no Big Brother Survivor fix.
Right.
So I'm hoping
Jason,
that. Yeah.
No, I was just, Jason, did you ever watch, do you watch Sequester?
No, I just started seeing it, like, some episodes online, if I'm thinking of the same thing.
Yeah. We'll have to start watching it.
Yeah, it's getting big.
Is it called Virtual Big Brother? Or?
No, it's not Big Brother at all. It's Sequester, but it's an online reality game, and it lasts over 7 days, and everybody that plays it from their home. It's done on the website itself, so it's like a bunch of Google Hangouts, and everybody gets their own little room, and they all play the game. And it's very, very creative. Audrey is a mad scientist. She's diabolical. It's amazing what she comes up with. So, God bless her.
So is
she's
there,
smart.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
For winning.
So
you get a prize.
What's that?
Is there, Jason was asking, is there a prize at the end, or what's the?
Yeah,
there is
money at the end. It all varies. It depends on how much money the show makes. So, but yeah, there is a prize at the end.
Oh.
So, and the whole community is really growing. And Cherry, as you know, this year we are representing Sequester at Reality Rally.
Yes.
So, that's great.
There'll probably be about, I believe so far, people that have played Sequester, I think there's 17 people that have played Sequester. And that includes a few people from Big Brother Canada and America's Next Top Model that, and regular Big Brother that have played that are going.
Wow. That's a great cause, too. Excellent.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. So
that's good. That's great.
So,
I'll have to tune in and watch it.
Yeah, I'll let you know when the next season starts. I believe it should be soon.
Okay,
I'll
watch out for that.
I would say probably after Big Brother, the Celebrity Big Brother, which I'm really excited about getting started with. So
how do you get selected to play?
You have to apply online at Sequester. Is it called sequester.org, I think? Hold on. Sequesteraccess.com.
Oh.
So, yeah, you can apply online.
How is it? What's the process like getting on, or what you have to go through to?
Well, basically, you go on, you tell them about yourself. They'll ask for a short video, and then they have you take some personality tests and IQ tests just to see where you'll fit in. And it gives people a basic idea of what you're about and how smart you are, and then that's about it. And then once they, if they're thinking about selecting you, then they'll interview you. And then if they think that you might be a good fit, then they'll ask for another video and some pictures. And then finals, and then you're in.
Wow.
So, it's a lot like applying for, something for a TV show.
Right. And who decides? Does Audrey decide all the
Audrey.
All
yeah.
the cast?
Audrey.
She does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she makes all the
final
calls.
We have somebody else calling in, I believe, to say hi to Jason. So...
All right, well,
let me interrupt the conversation.
My burger just came, so I'm going to go.
Okay.
I just got a burger. So thank you for having me on. And
thank you so much,
birthday.
Steph, for calling in. I really, really appreciate you calling in, hon.
All right, have a great
evening.
You
have a wonderful night. You too, babe.
All right, bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. And we have... somebody that I know Jason will know quite well. I'm going to let him introduce himself because he's somebody from Big Brother and Jason will recognize him right away. So, caller, you are on the air now.
Yeehaw! Jason, happy birthday, Bubba.
Hello.
Are you having a good birthday?
It's not till tomorrow, but I hope so.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, shoot. It's a what is that? Birthday week.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. So how's things been?
Pretty good. I mean...
Good, good. Well, Terry told me that tomorrow's your birthday, so I wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Terry, I hope that you're feeling better and doing better. I know we'll have to catch up soon off the air.
Yeah. How are you doing? You and Cheryl and everybody doing well?
We are. I mean, we go through struggles like everyone else and, you know, just working so much and raising boys. And it's been a crazy adventure.
Oh, I know. Rich is working 10-hour shifts and just had to work 10-hour days all last week and Saturday 8 hours, Sunday 8 hours, and he's back on 10 hours this week. So he's
wow,
on.
Boy,
I think about.
Him.
Yeah, he. I think he's on like day 14 or so in a row. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah,
driving
absolutely.
Me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, hard work. Like, today's my only day off for the week. And so, you know, just spend time with the family. I made egg drop soup and some rice, and we ate it, and it was delish.
Mmm.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Oh.
Cowboy's an awesome cook.
I try.
Jason, what are you going to have?
Huh?
What are you going to have for your birthday meal, Jason?
Pizza. Maybe some beer.
Pizza and beer.
That's good.
Great combination.
That's right.
Are y'all excited about Celebrity Big Brother coming?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm
curious
not.
To see who's coming.
Yeah, I'd like
you're
to
not
find
excited?
Out who's going to be on it.
It depends on who it is because it's only like 3 weeks and, you know, I mean, I think I would have been okay with BBOT because it's like 2 months, but it just seems like there's a lot to push in, you know, 3 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I am curious. You know, rumors has it like some MTV people, and I'm like, yeah, I'll probably be draw against it. You know, I hope there's actually celebrities in the house.
Yeah.
If Frankie's in there, I just don't know.
Well, they're saying there's a couple of MTV, like from the challenge too, which I'm kind of surprised. To me, those aren't celebrities.
Those aren't celebrities, and neither is Frankie.
Well, Cheryl said that she saw a leaked list today, and like T.O., Taryn Owens, is on that list. So that right there, if that's true, that will be interesting in itself.
Who is it?
T.O.
Terrell Owens.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
football
he's
player.
Receiver for Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that's why I don't know who it is because I don't know football.
doesn't he have a temper too? He has a little temper.
He does. It's bad. That was the reason why he didn't make it on Dallas. I mean, he couldn't keep it together. I mean, he was very talented, but. He just was very opinionated.
Oh, so they're going to put him in a house and not where he can't walk out the door
absolutely,
for 3 weeks.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm curious to see how that struggle's going to be.
He walked out the door on Chance versus Stars. He
right,
was,
that's what I heard.
The challenge and... He got in an argument with CT and just left his team. And it was just a challenge for their favorite charities.
Wow.
Right. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, we'll see. I mean, like, I agree with Jason. I mean, throwing everything in for 3 weeks, I mean, it's going to be interesting for sure.
Who else was on the list?
She's pulling up right now.
I know they said Andrea from Survivor.
Yeah.
And
Andrea Belkey?
Yeah.
Jersey Shore.
There's a Jersey Shore person on there.
I wonder which one.
I guess
Jersey
she had
Shore.
Announced that she wasn't going to be on it, though.
See, there's so many rumors, you don't know what's true, what's not true. So,
right.
I guess I just would, you know, like to see some real, you know, real stars, and I just don't understand either how they're going to do it all in 3 weeks. I don't, that's going to, in the regular BB, we don't even know the people until 3 weeks, really, like they're, you know.
But
I was kind of hoping they're going to have some, like, mob lives on there or something.
It looks like American Ninja Warrior host is going to be on there.
Huh.
Lance Bass.
One of the hosts of America's Ninja Warrior. One of the guys, his name is so long, it would take 3 weeks for them to say it three times.
Hey, well, it's Matt Heisman. He's the one that won Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh.
The one guy, the one host is Akbar Jabbar. I can't. The host, his name is so long. It takes like a whole commercial break for him to say his name.
Oh, it looks like Beth Chapman, American Bounty Hunter. She's going to be supposedly on it.
That's more than once I've heard Beth.
Yep.
I like her.
I do too. I wouldn't mind seeing Beth.
No, but still.
But now she
does
have cancer.
She'll tell a couple of them off.
Yeah, she won't play around.
No. And yeah, she was just in remission now, I guess, for her cancer.
Wow.
So, but yeah, she's a tough one. I think she would be good. I don't know who, you know. It seems like it's a little bit older crowd too. If we're getting the right information.
Yep. Absolutely.
I would just be surprised that she would leave her family after just having cancer. You know, she was so I don't know how the words to say this. She was so touched by the cancer scare and wanted to be with her family so much. When she went home, it would be hard for me to see her leaving her family to go do a reality show like that for 3 weeks, because she needed to be with her family so much at that point, and said all she wanted to do was be with her family after that.
Yeah, the only thing is it is 3 weeks and not 3 months, so
that's
not
true.
As long. You know, I think that she probably could take that. I don't think she would do it if it was 3 months or any longer than that. I don't think she would ever decide to do that.
And Dog was still going to do that other show. It's not a reality show. What is the show that he's guest starring on now that's a regular TV show?
Sure.
Regular. It's kind of like a CSI type show.
Oh.
Well, Terry, I need to get off here, but I just wanted to call and wish Jason a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care.
I've missed you so much, Michael. You take care of yourself and tell everybody in the family I said hi.
I sure will. Love you guys. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Take care, hon.
Bye. So, Jason.
Yes.
Jason. So out of all the reality shows, which one is your favorite?
Out of all the reality shows?
Yeah, like out of, you know, BB and, well, let's say out of all the Big Brothers. I mean, are they...
I like Big Brother.
You do, out of Better Than Survivor and Amazing Race and...
Yeah.
You do. And do you like talking to everybody on Twitter and getting to know them?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been on as much lately, but, you know, it's just like, you know, sometimes you like certain people and then somebody jumps on your Twitter and starts bad talking to them and you just don't want to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah.
We have another caller. And
great.
I'm going to allow her to introduce herself because I think that Jason just might recognize her. So I'm going to click the little button and I'm going to let her introduce herself. So here we go. Caller, you are on the air.
Is it me? Am I unmuted? Oh,
you are.
I heard there's a birthday boy in the house, and I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Jason?
I was trying to disguise my voice. I can't do it. Oh, I'm so bad at this kind of stuff. I got one of those voices that even when I disguise it, it's like, Michelle, we know it's you. I'm like, all right, yeah, you got me. Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you.
Are you having a fantastic day so far?
Yeah. Not too
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Not too bad. All right. I'll take it.
His actual birthday is tomorrow, but I had to do this tonight, so.
Yay.
I actually had a question for Michelle.
A question for
what? Are you watching the Royal Rumble?
Right now?
No, Sunday.
No, I was. Did I miss something? Because I was at the gym all day, so you caught me when I got out of the gym. I don't know yet. I haven't even thought about watching the Royal Rumble. I would have to see if I was going to be home. My schedule is so all over the place. But I do have, like, the WWE Network, so I can probably catch it on that. But
Well, I missed it last year, and I think with the 30-woman Battle Royal, it should be interesting.
Yes, it's always interesting. But, yeah, well, thank you for reminding me, actually, because I've just been all over the place. So my schedule's been a little nutty. And it's going to be actually my first Sunday without having to work at Gillette and stuff like that. So it's going to be nice.
Go Patriots.
Go Patriots. Woo! So I'm just a little bit, my brain is a little bit off because I literally just got out of the gym and I think I left half my brain in there and hopefully some unwanted fat. I just worked my ass off and I'm like, woo. So
well, I wish the best luck to your Patriots, you know. I mean, as a Bears fan, I just, you know, like, oh, Patriots again, but they're the best team.
Well,
right now,
my
so.
Brother's a Bears fan, so I you know, I started off liking the Patriots when I was 4, and they went against the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. Yicky Shuffle and all, with the refrigerator Perry and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, our team definitely deserves to be where they are because they've worked hard. And it's about time, you know, not about time, but, you know, I used to listen to them on the radio because they wouldn't even put them on TV because they had nobody that showed up to the game. So I'm a loyal fan since I was 4, so I'm 29 now.
You know what's funny though? I actually become a Bears fan. I was in the hospital receiving chemotherapy, and I was in bed, and there was a football on, and it was the Super Bowl, and I watched the 85 Bears play.
Wow. So that was the moment you fell in love, and that was the moment I fell in love. We fell in love at the same time. Isn't that, that's pretty special. It's pretty special. See that? We're linked from the past. You're 29 too today then. Oh, great. Perfect.
19.
I just turned 29 the other day. For the eighth time. Anyway,
Michelle, are you looking forward to Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh my gosh, I'm like so excited. And then we have like, you know, those not confirmed people, but I have to say that I believe that, you know, at least half of that list has to be right.
Tell Michelle who Michael's wife just, Cheryl Michael's wife just said that some football guy was supposed to be on. That
T.O.
is crazy and doesn't.
Oh yeah, Terrell Owens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know who he is.
Terrell Owens was actually just on the MTV Challenge versus the Champs versus. Wait, what was it? The Champs versus Challengers. So it was all different sorts of athletes that went against. Some of the MTV Challenge
Champs
people, like Johnny
Pro.
Bananas, and CT was on there, and CT and Terrell Owens got in a really big fight, and Terrell Owens like quit and left.
Wow.
He ran away from CT.
What happened?
He ran away from CT.
Well, him and CT were having like a discussion back and forth. I guess T.O. was like, you know, surprised that their team wasn't doing better and by beating the Challengers. It's like the Challengers have been doing this since the beginning of Challenger days. I mean, we're talking about their, 10, 15 years that they've been doing this. And just because you're an athlete does not mean that you're going to be able to beat everybody. I mean, so he was getting really frustrated, and he and CT didn't really see eye to eye. And Terrell Owens was saying something, and CT was like, well, you know what? At least I didn't lose $80 million or throw it out the window or something like that. Uh-huh. And T.O. was like, what did you just say? Because we can do this right now. So, like, he wanted to fight CT, and CT was like, listen, I'll go right at you. Yo, you're not gonna, you don't scare me. And then the next day, Terrell Owens quit.
Wow.
Yeah,
so how do you think he'll do in the Big Brother house?
Oh, my God.
So they want to put him
over that.
They want to put him in a house and lock him up in a house where he can't. Oh, my God. Has CBS lost their ever-loving mind?
And Bananas is one of the people that might be there, is, you know, one of the so-called names, the one that's in love with Natalie on MTV.
So they're looking. So they're looking for a fight in the house.
Well, let's put it this way. Either Bananas, I mean, I don't really know how Bananas and T.O. were, because of course he was going to have CT's back before he had T.O.'s back, you know? You know, he's associated with CT. So it's interesting to see how the dynamics are going to be in that house, because we all know everything is magnified times a million, but you can't leave. You're stuck in the house, so you got to face these people face-to-face every moment of the day. There's no going out to the clubs like they were doing. There's no phone calls home like they can do. This is like locked up, throw away the key. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
I have a question for you now, Michelle, because I have all the challenge, all these shows on my DVR, but I haven't been watching them. I have them all in a nice little folder on my DVR, and I figured one day I would just marathon it, you know.
but I haven't actually watched them yet. And now you're telling me that Bananas is crushing on
Natalie?
Yes. Yep. So Natalie and Victor are on MTV Challenge Vendetta. And I believe that they're about, I think, 3 weeks in or 4 weeks in. So you're not missing out on a lot. But Johnny Bananas was going out with I think she was like an Olympic skier. They went out for a long time. And then obviously we know Natalie had, you know, she was with James and that whole thing happened. So when both of them went onto the show, they actually talk about it in the beginning, you know, not with each other, but like on the, you know, their diary rooms, I guess you could say. So Natalie was just kind of like, you know, I'm not really, you know, into having a relationship, you know, I just want to kind of, you know, have fun, you know, be friends. And then Johnny Bananas is like, Natalie's hot, you know, and he's really trying, but now she's really starting to come. It seems like to me, either she's playing a game because she knows Johnny Bananas is like the best MTV Challenge player ever, and to be aligned with him, it's going to be, if he does well, then she will be
advantageous
well.
For her. Right.
Yes.
Come right in his coattails. Right.
Yeah, exactly. But the type of format that Vendetta's is, there's a lot of way that she could become guilty by association, and there's nothing he can do to help her. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So for me, it's like it looks like she's really starting to like them. Like they're with each other all the time. So, and every time you see, basically, it's pretty much the whole show right now. They're always together. They are. It seems like they're making decisions together. But when it came to this just passed, I think, on Tuesday, to pick a team to be safe, Johnny Bananas' team had was the one to pick a team to be safe, and he picked Leroy's team and didn't pick Natalie's team. And her face was kind of like, huh. Like, you could see she was like, why didn't he pick me? But, you know, that's just maybe good TV editing. She could have been making that face for something else. But he definitely didn't save her. But, I mean, Leroy and him have been doing these challenges for 8 years. I know Leroy. He's awesome. So I don't blame him, actually.
Yeah, Leroy. I like Leroy a lot.
Yeah. Didn't you meet
and
him in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was so kind to me and Jordan when we were in Vegas. I mean,
yeah,
couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised
really
Victor
sweet.
Isn't doing as well as, you know, in Big Brother, he dominated everything. On this, he's
well,
not.
You think he's doing that on purpose?
Maybe
think
just to
like
stay under the
challenges?
Radar a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he, I don't think he wants to look too strong right now. But, because they're not even looking at him, which I'm surprised, but I don't think they really know how good he is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he wants to. I think he's trying to feel out his surroundings because they are the underdogs, Natalie and Victor, so that's the Big Brother group, and then there's the UK group. So,
mm-hmm.
The UK group, they're still all in it. No, actually, one left because he got hurt the first episode. So
right.
It's like trying to figure out who you can, where's a crack that you can, you know, make bigger within the challenge, the challengers. So the cracks seem to be opening up without them even trying, you know, because they already have Vendettas as it is, and there's more that are starting to grow within themselves. So I think the whole get out the newbies kind of is fallen to the wayside. So I think that if they just, like, Natalie's doing good by sticking with Bananas, and Victor's being good by kind of just letting them, you know,
be the manly ones, the strong ones, the tough ones, fighting it out, not getting the power so he doesn't have to make a decision. But yet it was close for him to be put up for elimination, but he ended up he ended up going into elimination, right? And won?
No, they didn't pick him. It was Corey.
I forgot who he was up against. Oh, that's right, Corey. Corey ended up leaving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
Victor's smart. Victor has a brain. He's not just all muscle. He does have a brain. He will figure out how to lay back and lay under the radar until he needs to, you know, come out and use his strength.
Yeah,
to save himself,
because they're so like into themselves that they don't probably at the end of the day realize that if they had just like teamed up to get out the new people instead of putting, you know, the differences aside. But that's kind of just like how we watch Big Brother and how we're like, how do these newbies not get rid of, say, a vet coming back or something?
Right.
Like, why do they do that? And it's more of a mental game than just a physical game, you know, depending at the moment that you are in the game. No matter how strong you are or how weak you are, if your mentality is on point and you can manipulate or somehow convince these people what you're saying and thinking, or say it to them but convince them that they're the ones that came up with the idea, you got yourself maybe a couple more days of safety. It's just really who you align with the challenge, because these people have known each other forever. So you have strong relationships, and then you also have strong vendettas where these people are doing constant challenges with each other, so they don't have time to be like, okay, let's just, you know, we were on a show together, we had memories, you know, the game is over, there's no more money. But for them it lasts like 2 months and then they're back in doing another challenge. And we're talking about a lot of money. Last challenge, like I think two challenges before, it was $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, and there's people like second place, third place, they're making money. Sometimes it's teams, they make money. Sometimes they make money like in a bank account or whatever, and they get to split it. But right now, I think every challenge, they're making money. Whoever wins these, Troika. And they're making money. I'm like, trifecta, which, hey, I mean, it's try. We got the word try in there. But yet, the person who wins in the elimination, they have, like, a chance to be able to take the money from the winners. So there's a lot of different aspects of this game. So it's interesting to see how it works. So I think that if Victor just lays low and if Natalie just keeps being her cute self and just, you know, play it right, you know, I think they'll do pretty good, you know. So far they're doing great, so we'll see. But I can't wait for
Michelle,
Monday, because I feel, yes.
We have a caller for you on the phone.
For me? Wait a minute, it's Jason's birthday, people. Okay.
They've tracked you down.
Holy shit. Okay.
We have Jay from New York is on the phone for you.
Hey, Michelle, you remember me.
Yeah, what's going on?
Jay from New York.
Jay from New York, what's up?
The celebrity guess. Any truth to those rumors, Charlie Chan being in the house and everything?
We have no idea. I mean, I was just about to say that I think for Monday's show, for Manic Monday, that's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I think that we'll be able to actually talk about them, because I believe it's being revealed after the Grammys. That's what I heard. I heard that they are getting sequestered Saturday and Sunday, and it's being, the list is I think it's going to be during the Grammys or right after the Grammys that we'll get the confirmed list. So finally, we'll be able to check receipts, and I think on Monday will be the time that we'll actually know exactly who's going to be in the house, how many of them are going to be in the house, and we'll be able to talk about facts, because we can't really, I mean, we've been doing speculation and different lists that we've seen. There's some common names in all of them. I think you guys have all kind of seen the lists out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, Jay, but guess what? On Monday, call in and we
we'll
can go over the
it.
List. Yeah.
That'll be great.
Does that sound good?
That sounds great. Who's your guest on tonight? I'm sorry.
Actually, I'm just calling in because I was just calling in to wish Jason a happy birthday. So I was just a guest caller myself, Jay.
Oh, Jason from Big Brother.
No. Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, who
Jason.
Does our promo, our posters.
Oh, okay.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Jason. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You know, you share the same name with the actor that did More Rats and stuff with Kevin Smith.
Ooh. All right.
Really?
Did you know that or no?
Jason, did you know that?
What's that?
You share the same name with the person that used to do More Rats and stuff with Kevin Smith, that was an actor with Kevin Smith, the skateboarder.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
With the longer hair? You have long hair. I don't know. I have to go back and watch More Rats. I don't remember.
The guy from My Name Is Earl.
Oh, My Name Is... Okay, yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
his
there
name
you go.
Is Jason
so,
Lee. His name is Jason Lee. Michelle, one last thing. No, I'm sorry. Can I ask Michelle the question too? Jason,
yeah,
I don't
go
know
ahead.
I saw a conversation in the kitchen when you were on YouTube, when you were on to Dan.
Yeah.
And why didn't you act on those feelings?
I did. I did.
You did.
I actually went into the diary room and I said, can I get the money that Dan's making for America's Player if I tell you exactly what he's been doing? And I'll
well,
even
he
show
wasn't
you
America's
exactly.
Player, though.
He was. He was America's Player for 4 weeks.
Well,
America
yes,
gave him
yeah,
things to do.
Yeah. Yeah. But he wasn't like Eric. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter because Derek didn't even exist at that point. I knew that something was going on with him and that he was doing things and he was very, very shady and sneaky. And we actually called him the mole. You know, we all got together. I even said, you know, I need to see a rule book because I need to make that money that he's making because wouldn't
right.
that be a fail?
And I rewatched that season. And I swear, I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone. You should have won that season.
My girl
really
is smart.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I really believe that.
I believed it too. And you want to know something funny? Because somebody said to me that they were watching like old clips, like they were watching, and they just thought it was funny that it was me, April, and Ollie. And we were sitting, I think, on the couch, and
yes,
I said,
"Yes,
do you
yes.
guys watch I Love New York?" And they were like, "Yeah." And I go, "Yeah, that girl Tiffany." I said, "I Love New York." I said, "Wouldn't it be funny if she was ever in the Big Brother house? She would kill everybody." Well, guess what? She's like one of the top people that are supposed to be in the Big Brother house, and I said that 10 years ago. So it'll be ironic.
Yeah,
she actually
would be great in the house. I would love to see her in the house. But
yeah,
it's so funny because you know with the you know the Ollie lie he told, like which I remember watching it on Showtime because that's at the time it was Showtime.
Yeah.
When he told Ali, like, I swear on my family about, like, this is why I think second time around people were kind of idiots, because he swore already and lied.
Yeah, but I mean, we just discussed that how come people don't, you know, go after something that would help their game out in the long run, if, like, going after newbies or going after a vet or whatever. And, you know, at the end of the day, it just becomes, like, more of, like, a mental situation
more than physical. I do want to take my hats off to you, because I forgot about that clip I watched on YouTube recently, and you were the first one on to Dan. It was in the kitchen conversation. You're like, Dan's on to something shady, you know, so.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I mean, I knew it. Yeah. And, you know, that's why if you ever get to where Dan and Memphis are talking about me in the room, they said they were both scared of me and with physical competitions, and that I was on to them. So, and Memphis was riding my coattails, and Dan was scared of me. Both of them were. So two grown men scared of, oh, little me. Oh, so they did the Russian roulette crap, which was so lame. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. Like, it was lame. So, you know, I mean, I have to just respect the fact that they did make and when I mean they, I mean Dan, because Memphis would never think of anything that good. Besides riding coattails, that's the only thing
fired.
He thought of
shots
really
fired.
Well.
Shots fired.
Yeah, boom, boom. I mean, he could ride a coattail like no other. Let me tell you something. He could just transfer to another coattail without even, like, blinking. But he made a good move, yeah. I mean, I was gonna come after them, you know, I was getting there. I had to, you know, wait for a certain point, but I already knew what they were gonna do. They were gonna be lame, take Jerry all the way, like I said, and, you know, try to convince Renny and Keisha.
You know, this might kill you too. I like Jerry too, though. I did like Jerry.
I like Jerry, and that, guess what? If Jerry was gonna beat either one of them, and they were to take him to the final, Jerry was getting my vote, because, you know, you want to take Jerry, I'd sit him down next to everybody the entire time, because Jerry was pretty good in competitions. Don't let him fool you. He won a lot of competitions, so it's just
unfortunate. And not only that, Jerry is one of the people that knew Dan also. When he exposed him as the thing is that he exposed him. I don't know what it is like in that house.
It's crazy.
But when he exposed him as Judas, I can only imagine. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. It was awesome. It was
When he exposed him as Judas, I'm like, that's the truth. And everyone in the house was like, oh, my God. And then Dan goes in the diary room and laughs about it, like, thank you for giving me a sympathy. You know, it's like, I mean, hats off to Dan, too. But, I mean, it's kind of like,
I mean, he did, like, swear on his cross and all that kind of stuff. So it really wasn't that out of, you know, it wasn't appalling. It wasn't like, you know, I was just like, oh, shit, it's about to go down. Like, I was like, this is awesome.
How's your relationship with Dan now?
Oh, me and Dan are cool. Me and Dan are fine. We've talked a few times here and there. When he was in the house for the second time, me and his now wife talked almost every single day. And
I think this is more – all right, I'll save this for, like, next week, Monday.
Yeah.
But I would say this. Dan did have an unfair advantage the second week. I mean, the second time around. Coming in as a coach, getting 4 weeks in, and already.
I mean, yeah.
It's a 4 week advantage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not saying that he didn't play a great game. But, yeah. He got the gist of it. Can I ask the whole panel this question, though? Do you guys agree mm-hmm. with the Survivor winner this year? Or the last...
Do we what now?
The last... The Survivor.
What was the question about?
Survivor?
Do you agree with who won
do
Survivor this past
I
season?
Do.
No,
I
well,
do
well,
agree.
Actually,
yeah,
do you agree with the last minute... what was it? Change.
You mean the last minute veto underneath his bed?
No, the last minute.
Having to do the fire, having to do the challenge there.
Yeah,
fire.
Yeah.
I was Team Devin all the way, so I can't answer this. No, damn it!
Michelle, I swear I'm with you. That's why I love you, because I had Ben from day one, too. But at the same time, my integrity for the game.
I don't know. I think it's depending on who
my,
you ask.
My
you
integrity,
know, I think everybody has their
my,
own viewing of it.
I
don't
you
know.
What I mean? I felt like they wanted Ben to win, and they changed it up last minute. And then I was Team Ben all the way. I swear to God, Michelle, that's why I said I love you. You're Italian, right?
No, I wasn't even Team Ben. I was Team Devin.
Oh, you were Team Devin?
I was Team Devin, and I'm Portuguese. No, I was Team Devin from the beginning. Yeah. I mean, to be
Are
honest
you Portuguese?
With you.
I thought you were Italian.
I'm the Portuguese Princess of Providence. Hello, it's in my title. That's in my royalty title. All right,
title. So that makes it better then, because then we understand. I'm Puerto Rican.
Listen, if people forget the Portuguese part, they always call me the Puerto Rican. So I go back and forth with the Portuguese or the Puerto Rican princess. So. It's pretty funny. But listen, I don't mean to cut you guys short, but I got to go because I got to do a bunch of stuff. But, Jay, call in Monday so that we can talk about the Celebrity Big Brother U.S. because I feel like it's going to be so good. We can dissect each person. We can just really get into it. I don't want to take away from Jason's birthday phone call, and I really got to go. But thanks for calling in. Thank you,
Terry, for
picking me up, and Kim and Jason. I love you guys. Have a good birthday.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Bye, guys.
Love you, girl.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
All right,
and go Patriots.
I still don't get you guys' answer.
I liked Ben. It was back and forth for me, but I did like that challenge at the end because I thought they were going to get him out anyway. They were just going to go after him, and he was, like, down so many times and came back.
See, that says – but this is my problem with it. As a biased fan, because I wanted Ben to win also, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a cheap shot to keep him in. As much as I love them, go ahead, Jason.
I kind of think that they should actually, you know, it just looks like a tainted win when they don't let people know ahead of time, like a surprise like
right.
that. Because it's such a big game decision that you don't see it coming. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, did they throw it together for him to save Ben? And there's been a couple times on different shows
exactly.
that they've done stuff like that.
They've had
exactly.
twists, they've
can,
had twists
can I,
earlier
can,
on in the
can
show
I throw another,
that you know, changed things. And you can't say, oh, that was because they wanted this to happen or they wanted that to happen. And then they have a twist at the very end. And everybody says, oh, they did that just because they wanted this person to win. You know, just because that twist was at the very end and it had an outcome of somebody winning doesn't mean that twist wasn't pre-planned. And
No, but they like, let's bring, you guys both love Big Brother, right, Jason?
Yeah.
Is Jason, the Evil Dick win. As much as I love Evil Dick, they tell America's Player he's not allowed to vote for him. The week he wanted to go out with what's the gay guy that he voted out? And I'm sorry, what's the gay guy that he voted out?
Dustin.
Which is on YouTube as like the look of all time. Like, how do you, and you're not going to tell me production played a part in that? And I love Evil Dick as a player. I really do. But you do have to give Eric is his name, some of his credit, right?
Eric,
am I right or wrong?
I'm not sure about
Eric
that.
Eric was America's Player.
Right, but even if you watch the reunion show on Big Brother, right? Eric even says, Dustin, I would have never voted you out if I wasn't allowed to. And I'm not taking anything away from Evil Dick. I think Evil Dick is a great player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think I think some of the twists are pre-planned, and some of them are, as it goes along, things may change. So I don't know. I mean, because anyone you ask, they'll say that, you know, production didn't tell them or production didn't help them or, you know. I just think that some of them are pre-planned and some they see how the show's going and maybe throw it in. But maybe because they don't know who's going to end up where.
Yeah.
But like on the week before, they should be like, oh, and watch something truly shocking, you know?
Right.
I think the right person, Ben, deserved to win. But, you know, when you look at it, though, it's kind of like, if you look at it from somebody that wasn't a fan of his, all they're going to think is, God, did they just make that up so he'd win?
No, yeah,
right.
I agree exactly with you, Jason. I agree with you like, they had the whole backstory. But, look, I'm a fan of Ben. But you're exactly right. It's like they created something else for him to win, you know? Like, I'm calling him Ben.
All right, well, I wanted to let Jason know that we did have, because we're about to wrap tonight's show up, we did have a few other people that wanted to call in but wasn't able to tonight.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ian Terry wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Panther wanted to let you know that she wishes you a happy birthday. Coop from Hell's Kitchen wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And Luis Travato wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Can I ask one more question before you guys leave?
Okay.
Jason, what's your favorite reality show?
Big Brother.
Who's the best player to ever play the game?
I'd probably have to say Dan. You know, I mean, you know, he won on his own. He didn't, you know, I mean, it's a toss for me on Will and Dan. I mean, because, you know.
I was going to say it's actually Dr. Will for me.
I like Dr. Will better than Dan, but.
Like, Dr. Will, but it's your birthday, so.
Yeah, we better. We'll give it to Jason today.
Yo, who do you guys got for Hell's Kitchen right before I leave? I'm so sorry.
I want Michelle. Yes. Michelle.
You guys, will you guys hate me for this? I like this girl. The one that got out. The black girl with the attitude.
No, I didn't
like
her.
No, are you serious?
You know why I liked her?
She drove
she was
nuts.
There. What was her name? I forget her name. She was there to do her job. And she was like, I don't care about friendship or nothing. And I understand about likability is different, but like... She's like, I'm here to win $500,000 for my family.
They all are. That's what every one of them are there for.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but I guess that
none of them are there to make friends. None of them are there to make friends. None of them are there to put people around and make friends.
That's why her attitude was like, let me not be fake, you know. Even though she was
just a troublemaker, and she didn't do her damn job. She wanted to try to ride coattails, and she wanted to just upset everybody. And when she got everybody upset in the kitchen, it made her look better because she didn't cook
you know
as
who,
well as they did. But if she
you
got
know
them
who
upset
I think is gonna win?
And got them frustrated, it made her look better, and that's why she did it all the time.
You know who I think is going to win? The Nick. Is it Nick?
Nick?
He might win. Yeah.
He might win.
He seems like the best. But why don't we do this? Why don't we all do a rad reality show trip to Vegas at Hell's Kitchen?
I would love that.
I'm in. I love Vegas.
Yo, Jason, you in?
I've never been anywhere but Florida.
So then you gotta come out.
He's like, okay.
He's thinking about it.
Jason, before we go, I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, I'll call you guys on Monday. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best show ever. There's no other podcast that I could talk about reality shows on.
Well, thank you, Jay.
I wish you guys put
thank
this
you,
on
Jay.
YouTube.
Well, you take
know.
Care. Call in Monday, okay?
Definitely.
All right, we'll talk to you
thank
Monday.
You.
Bye.
I got Nick as the winner. Hell's Kitchen.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jason.
Yes?
Before you go, I wanted you more happy birthdays from Sarah Beth Miller, BB Canada, also Kyle Shore, BB Canada, Frank Cincinnati from Opposite Worlds, and Jessica Taylor Cook and J.R. Cook. They all wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Thank
Aww.
You. Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes.
Yep. They some of them wanted to come on, but some of them are still in work with the time difference. Some of them are in Vancouver and Western Canada, and so they couldn't get it off right now, but they wanted to say happy birthday.
Right.
So,
and thank you.
I hope you have a great birthday, Jason.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
I hope you realize how much people care about you, Jason. I know Kim and I both love you and adore you so much, and I know everybody else does too. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do for us and for me. And I wish you the happiest, happiest birthday ever. And I hope that this has sort of brightened your evening and been a good kickoff to your birthday.
Well, yes, it has been. I had, like, just got home, and I'm like, we got a show in 2 hours about me. Like, what? <You know? laughs> So I'm kind of like,
surprise.
You're the star.
But thank you all, and I really appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
You do the same, Ben.
Have a great birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday. Thank you, Jason, for everything you do. You have a wonderful birthday.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you take care, hon.
All right, you too.
All right, good night. And I want to say thank you to, good night, hon. And Kim, thank you for everything you did tonight, too. I appreciate you jumping on board and helping me with this so much. You really
You're welcome.
Helped out so much in putting this together and getting people, you know, lined up and helping me so much. I really, really appreciate it. I owe you big time. So thank you as well.
Anything for Jason and you and Michelle, you know.
Wow.
So
I really, really
I'm glad he had a special birthday tonight. That was cool.
Yeah, me too.
He's a really good guy.
He really is. So, and he'll have this podcast
thank you,
for Terry. A long time.
Yeah,
and,
it'll be fun.
So, all right. Well, we're going to wrap this up tonight, and I hope everybody will call in on Monday for the Manic Monday show with Michelle. And as she said, we will know who is going to be in the Celebrity Big Brother USA house on Monday. So we're going to have a lot
That'll
to talk about on Monday. Yes. So make sure you call in on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central to talk about Celebrity Apprentice with Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. And we're going to Celebrity Big Brother chat it up. Can't wait to find out the real list because there has been so many rumor lists out there. Can't wait to see the real one.
It's going to be interesting.
I know. All right, that's a wrap for us tonight. Everybody, take care. To everyone who called in tonight, thank you so very much. Again, Jason, thank you for everything you do, and you have a wonderful birthday. And we're going to have Ron close us out tonight like we do for every show. And I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Be kind to each other out there. Here's Ron to close us
Bye,
out.
Bye, Terry.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, hon.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one when we have good friends with us. Happy birthday, Jason. And Kim, thank you so much again for being here with me and helping to put this together.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun. Happy birthday, Jason.
Yes, happy birthday,
night.
Jason. Have a great weekend. Good night, everybody. God bless. That's a wrap for us tonight.
Night.
See you on Monday. Good night, all.